gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. What?
It's not normal.
This is me starving.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Whew. Well, so far I'm still employed. Thank you, Jesus. Last week was a close one, although I'm not really sure if there aren't going to be follow-on repercussions. I don't know. My boss, for some reason, just made up in his mind. He's convinced that I created some magical document that had all this wonderful stuff in it that he had to have it that moment in time, and I know what it was about. That we have there's a very problematic challenge in the customer queue, but anyway. You know, but of course I couldn't like disagree with him, right? You know, I wanted to say, you know, if I had completed this like you said that I did with all of this stuff in it, then how come you don't have a copy of it? But I couldn't say that. it would have been a death sentence, for sure. Praise God. So anyway. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Please count us all worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for anybody who lifts me up by name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father God, I pray for an anointing to fall upon them and their loved ones, Father God, and for it to follow them all the way into eternity. Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you for the days that we're in right now. Although it sure does seem like it's taken an awful long time. Just like Daniel said in Daniel 9:19, O Lord, forgive. O Lord, do not delay. But we don't have the same reasons for feeling that way, Father, and we want your will to be done, just like our King did. And it's hard, because a lot of us are under some pretty heavy attack. If you are in the workplace, you've heard it before. You're almost assuredly under attack. And if you have a job, hopefully you put on the old praise music and use the power of worship. That is the most underrated power that we have as believers. Okay? The power of worship. The power of worship. That's why it tells us in 1 Thessalonians, I think it's chapter 5 almost for sure. I know it covers it there, that we're supposed to be we praise God in all things, essentially good and bad. It doesn't matter. We praise because it opens up the heavens. It causes miracles to happen. It causes the walls of Jericho to fall down. It causes the shackles of in the jail to break and the people to be let free. And even the people that were praying for Paul and everything, they were all like surprised when he showed up at the door, right? You know, sometimes when you read the scriptures, you know, you just don't really get the emotional impact that was there, you know. And there had to be. It must have blown their mind. They were very blown away. And Paul, wow. I mean, can you imagine how filthy those prisons were back then? I don't even want to go there. Probably worse than any Iranian prison, I would guess. Although I can think of some places that are over in the SOS world that are far worse. But we won't go there for the moment. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that anyone, Father God, including all of the people that were long-term listeners of the radio show, that, oh, maybe they're just, they don't, whatever it is, we pray, Father, for every one of them. We pray that they will be anointed. I know that I pray for them. I pray for them fervently, Father. I know that you know that. And we just lift up every one of each other. As it says in 1 Samuel 12:23, it says, far be it from me to sin against the Lord in failing to pray for you. So once you're on my list, you're on my list. You're not getting off. I don't care if you ask me or not. I'm going to say no. You're staying on it. Okay? Right, kids? We're going to stay on it. Yeah, there's something wackadooey. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. They've upgraded. Don't you just love how the technology world upgrades things without, they don't ask you, they don't give you warnings, they don't, and then all of a sudden, you know, everything's rearranged, and the apps don't work the same way, and you know, then you're like stuck in this rut, and you're like, what do I do now? And then we had, you know, and I don't know how completely solved it is, but it does appear that for anybody that has an Apple phone, it's a browser issue. It's a browser issue. I had one individual email me and tell me that, you know, hey, I've been using Firefox on my Apple phone for like forever, and he said he never had a problem. There have been people that told me that they went to the Apple store, which I thought was a really good idea, by the way, because they got text there that wants you to be happy with your Apple device, which is fine. It's fine. I don't care. Mobile devices are mobile devices, mobile devices. I really don't. What I don't like is I don't like it blowing up people's phones, because it's the same kind of stuff that I deal with. When you're dealing with it on your end, I'm dealing with it tenfold, okay? And then, to make matters even more challenging, while you're dealing with things being upgraded on your phone or things changing on your phone, causing service interruptions or, I don't know, problems, so am I. I am not joking. So am I. I have spent a large, large part of the last 5, 6, 7 days upgrading a whole bunch of stuff because I didn't have a choice. It's a long, long story, and I don't want to waste your time with any of that. But praise God, things are ramping back up. It may not seem that way, because I will tell you this. The censorship is phenomenal. I mean, really. And then when you consider about all the places that the SOS is moving to around the world, and there are still emigrations out of whatever you want to call it. The Bible, isn't it interesting that the Bible in Luke 21:20 refers to it as Jerusalem? When you see Jerusalem surrounded. Doesn't say Israel, does it? Nope. Doesn't. Wonder why? No, I don't. So anyway, I have all that stuff on Tribulation Now. I also got a picture up there finally of David Adair. One of the challenges with them changing everything all the time is it doesn't always put the introductory picture up there. David Adair, here's the thing. I have an audio bite that I could play for you right now, but I'm afraid that I'm going to run out of time. I can try. Let's see if I get blessed out of just, oh, I can't. I have to go ahead. Okay. Another change. Got a deal. Got to rock and roll with the changes. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, let me see if I can find this. Boom, doom, 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 doom. All right, hold on a second. Okay, so this is some pretty advanced stuff, and this is kind of stuff that I used to do, I mean, thousands and thousands of radio shows on years ago. Now we're trying to track a little bit closer to when we're getting out of here, although it appears clearly that our Heavenly Father is not in a hurry, which is to the benefit because of His mercy. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. It's all over the Bible. And there's like entire psalms that just, His mercy endures forever. But anyway, so people think things like angels cannot be in technologies. And that's not true. Why do you think it says in the book of Hebrews? It says, be careful who you entertain, you know, because you may unwittingly entertain an angel, right? Well, how is that possible? Because we know about the angel that came down to see Daniel. And there was nothing unwittingly entertaining about that one. Scared him, you know, freaked him out. So you've got angels that appear in a spiritual form. And then you got lots and lots of scriptures in the Bible that refer to man angels or angels that are in men, the bodies of men. Now, I'm not going to get into whether or not there are female angels or male angels or any of that kind of thing. I do know that I have a book behind me that's about 3 inches thick that the Lord knows I don't have time to read. But evidently, there's many, many different types. Not to mention that you've got, you know, references to things like the suns, you know, can you guide Arcturus with her suns? What's that all about? So a son of God, after all of my, well over a decade, now we're talking, working on the 16th year, sons of God are those beings that are created by the heavenly office of God. That is my general term for all things in heaven that our Heavenly Father is in charge of, which He's in charge of everything, ultimately. But it helps to delineate, to try to, you know, to compartmentalize it a little bit so people can make sense out of it. So those who were created, like, for example, Lucifer, okay, he was the most, you know, revered created being. He is not the brother of Jesus. No, because it's begotten. So our Father and Jesus are one. You have to almost think of it as a power of light. We are light beings of love and light and love. And our charge, we are commanded to be different. Okay? We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people that are called out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. That are once not our people, but are now the people of God. How about 2 Corinthians 7:1? It says, now knowing these things, brethren, let us cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Why should we be afraid of God? Because He can send our body and soul into the pit, into eternal fire. Praise God. And, you know, it's a healthy fear, believe me. Hallelujah. All right, so anyway, this is some of the stuff that is more interesting to me than, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are pretty much awake and aware. Okay, I could drop names, people send me stuff, praise God, I get it. I've listened to some, you know, snippets, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes of them talking. One of the things that they don't do as a general rule, though, is they don't map things back to the Holy Bible, which I think is absolutely essential to our understanding. Now, on the flip side of that, we do have quite the, you know, like I said, as in the days of Jonah kind of thing going on. You know, what prophecies, dreams, and visions that we've been tracking now for the last 15, working on 16 years, are going to happen. Some things are immutable. They're not going to change, and God's not going to change His mind on them. But we don't really know for sure which ones those are. One of the things that I think that nobody would have expected, although I did start to pay a little bit more closer attention to the ending of some of the like Randy Hecker's ending in his vision, David Doetry's ending in his vision. They all indicate, even Sori Park, who was the one that Jesus talked to about, NASA will come on television to tell everybody that the aliens took the people. So, of course, it would be to Satan's advantage. This is where the, you know, quid bono thing comes in. It would be to Satan's advantage to make sure everybody didn't believe, oh, it's going to be a fake alien invasion and blah, 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 blah. Never mind what it says in Isaiah 13 and Joel 2, because those are not humans. I'm sorry. Forget about that. Okay, so anyway, So when an angel is in a man body, let's just, you know, just like the angels went to Lot's house. Okay, let's say it started to rain. Do they need an umbrella or do they just get wet? What do? An umbrella is a technology. Are you starting to put it together? So we assume that certain things, but we assume incorrectly because nobody dares to go where no man went before. Oh, no, the man's crazy. No, because I've been studying this stuff for so many years, it's why I have this information. For example, Dimitru Dudeman was a pastor who worked in Romania during the USSR times, and they were very much against Bibles and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, so they beat him all the time. He would see lights coming down the road, and they're like, oh, no, you know, because it would be the Romanian police chasing him down, you know, that kind of thing. Well, anyway, so then the Lord came through these two angels. He called them the Angel Brothers, and he said that you need to go to America and tell everybody that America is going to burn. Okay? This is Babylon the Great, and it's going to burn. Well, anybody with a little that reads the Bible that doesn't see that is, they're struggling to see very well. And, you know, there's books by people. I could name their names, but the Lord told me not to do that. So I'm not going to. All right, but I know the books. And we're going to find out that a lot of the books that are out there that tell us what to believe in the Bible, we're going to find out that they're wrong. Mark my words, we're going to find out that they're wrong. We're already starting to see that in action. All right, so is everything that I think... No, 1 Corinthians 8:2 says, if anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet as they ought to know. Amen? Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, anybody who has evil ears, evil eyes, make their ears deaf, their eyes blind. Let them move on, Father, in Jesus' name. Let them move on. Protect us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Which, by the way, I did get my passport in less than 7 days, I might say. And if that isn't a litmus test for Palantir, I don't know what is. So anyway, praise God for that. So they don't, people just assume that because there's so much surveillance state stuff going on out there that they must already be being dragged. And that's really just not the case. And one of the reasons why I relate to that so intimately is because that's kind of part of my profession, except I don't do any of that tracking stuff anymore. I didn't, you know, I was installing stuff that businesses wanted to have in their businesses to protect them from liability, because government agencies can't have people serving porn, and there's all kinds of liability issues there. And I'm not even going to get into all that. All right, praise God. So let me play this for you. Now that you know that an umbrella is a technology, now that you know that we might unwittingly entertain an angel, meaning that they're man angels or whatever, and, you know, can't tell the difference. Can't tell the difference. We can't tell. Understanding the ones that went to Lot's house. All that. Okay, now you've got Dimitru Dudeman, a pastor, Romania, USSR, absolutely beat up by the police multiple times, smuggling Bibles, and he's told by two angels to come to the United States and go from church to church to church. Well, he took his grandson, Michael Boldea, with him to translate. All right? Now, in the midst of many, many, many things that he said in the church, which I've heard hours of it, bits and pieces. We had Michael Boldea on the show, I think twice, but I can't. And we played a lot of Dimitru Dudeman work. Now, this is the one that confirms beyond any shadow of a doubt that what I'm telling you right now is true. All right, so listen to this. This is Dimitru Dudeman with his grandson, Michael Boldea, translating in some church in America many, many years ago. Listen carefully to what he says.
I was sitting outside on a rock. It was very late at night. And I was just crying before God. And then I saw a light coming towards me. When I saw the light, I thought it was a car. Because in Romania and in Italy, they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought, they're here too. And so I jumped up. But the light surrounded me. And out of the light, I heard heard the same voice. It was the same angel, which had been with me in prison, which had been at my house, which was with me in Italy. He said, Dimitri, why are you so despairing? What did I do that you punished me so harshly? Why did you bring me to this country? I don't even have a place to head down. He said, Dimitri, I brought you to this country because this country will burn. So why did you bring me here to burn and then let me die in jail in my own country? He said, Dimitri, be quiet. Get beside me. You're not allowed to speak from now on. I got beside the angel, brothers. I don't know what the device was. But it traveled so fast that you couldn't see anything.
I don't know what the device was, but it traveled so fast you couldn't see anything. All right. So, I find this stuff to be fabulously interesting. And the story that I published on TribulationNow.com, two ends in the middle, is David Adair's story. And he was a 17-year-old prodigy, genius, and the black ops, the ones that Trump will never know about, the ones that nobody's going to know about, they don't tell anybody about it. I know about it. I've read every book of every whistleblower, leaker, you name it, call them what you want to call them. We've been there, done that with guests for a very, very long time. Now, here's the thing. David Adair was taken at the age of 17 with his father down below Area 51. Now, so you go into a particular hangar and you stand on the concrete. They have to know where to stand and everything. And then they press a button and it'll actually descend down several, many, many, many levels down, very deep. Well, it turns out that in the movie Independence Day, okay, where they're supposedly going under Area 51 in the movie, well, David Adair confirmed that that's exactly what it looks like, because he was there. Well, he brought him down there to see a spaceship because they couldn't figure it out. They couldn't figure it out, and it was driving them nuts. And they knew he was a prodigy and gifted, so they said, please go on to the thing. And he's looking around. He did. He went on there, but here's what he did. I don't know why it occurred to him to do this, but he took both of his hands and laid it on the center console of the ship, and the whole thing energized. And the generals were like flipping out and they wanted him to come work for them and all this kind of stuff. But David kind of shied away from that because he thought to himself that they obviously wanted to do something bad with it. And so I don't know the whole story, but I published it on Tribulation Now and just added a picture to it because for some reason the photograph didn't take. Probably because they're making constant changes to everything. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, anyway, what's going on with, you know, everything. All right. So what we have right now, there's a lot of things, but let me just see if I can find this. Okay. So I'm going to kind of drill into this. So over the last week, it's been very hard to try to pluck out from the censored information stuff that was relevant to what we are watching for or ought to be watching for. Now, does that mean we're going any sooner than later? I don't know. Does that mean... Here's what I think. Okay, what I think is that David Doherty's vision is still true because we had Augusto Perez on the show and he saw that same ship in the air and he said so live on the program. All right, and then just too many confirmations. Too many confirmations. All right, so anyway, all that being said, I'm hanging my hat on that. I'm still believing with all of my heart. But here's the thing. The other thing is that at the end of the David Doherty vision with the big copper space spaceship Death Star thing in the sky and everybody saw it, okay, and he said that that was the warning sign, that you're only going to have about 3 weeks. Watch out for the timing. They're usually wrong on the timing, so don't be counting off days on the calendar or anything. Probably ought to be in worship and praise during that point. I mean, well, we should be every day anyways, but because the more we do that, what does it give you? Power! Thank you, Jesus. And who doesn't need more power? I'm not raising my hand. So anyway, this is all very relevant because when you are born, when conception occurs, they have filmed it already. Maybe you've seen it, where there's a blast of light that occurs. So they put in like miniature cameras in there, and they watch the, you know, the actual insemination moment. And there's just like a flash of light. Now that's the Spirit of God entering into the individual, which is why Romans 1 says you don't have an excuse, which you don't. But education, which is sadly, you know, driven by Rockefeller, the John Birch Society and all that. It's all been taken. Did you know that at one time, I can't tell you now, but I can tell you I have real world experience with it, at least from a testimony standpoint. But at one time, 50% of all people sent to any type of Bible college withdrew as an atheist before they got even through their first year. Because they make you study every other religion, too. And then it confuses people, and it's just, it's designed by the devil. I have so many stories I can tell you, but I can't. So there have been reports, okay, for example, this man, he goes by Suleiman Ahmed, okay, and he has a lot of connections over in the Middle East, and he says that Iran has begun uranium enrichment near Jabal known as Pickaxe Mountain, according to Israeli Channel 13. So we already got the major news centers, okay, of Israel proper, or, well, you know, 47 Israel, whatever, talking about this stuff. Pickaxe Mountain, the Natanz nuclear facility. Why would they be talking about that right now? See, I hope you're piecing it together, because we're not being told, we're not told the whole story. They are censoring us. They don't want us to know. The devil doesn't want to wake up the evangelical Christian church. If they found, and besides, I'm not even going to get into it. I don't even think they would wake up if I think you could literally put it on a silver platter and hand it to them, and they would still be in a state of denial. And that's, you know what? That's okay. They're limited. We pray for him. Praise God. And we have an advantage, because we know we're not from here. We're not staying here. We know the power that we have in praise. We know the power that we have in Jesus' name. We should know our scripture pretty well. All right. And believe you me, I highly recommend that you spend more time in the New Testament, because Jesus and his apostles were appointed accordingly to inform us about how it is we are supposed to act. Okay. I'm not going to get into the debates about that. I'm just going to tell you, if you don't know the New Testament out like the back of your hands, in my opinion, and there are people who say, well, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. No, I know Bible verses that have no two or three witnesses, and they're just as true can be. One of them is the one about, Father, keep me back from presumptuous sin. Okay, that presumptuous sin is when you think you're there. We're not there. It's a contrite spirit. It's who we are. We're beings of light and love, and God expects us to act that way. All right, praise God. And it's hard. It's hard. So there's a lot of prayer involved in physician, heal thyself. It's tough. It's hard. All right, so anyway, the IRGC, let me see if I can pull this up. This is according to a source called, that they call themselves TNT. So there's a lot of people out there that are trying to get, you know, clicks, because that's how they make their money. It says, anyone in Israel who wants to stay alive should leave immediately. We are heading toward a prolonged war, and its end will be very frightening. Now, this is the IRGC version of what's going on over there. Now, it waxes and it wanes, because Draco T seeds confusion on purpose. It's that satanic word salad. And he still does it. And the entire group of those who follow him, there's something deeply wrong with them. They obviously don't fear God at all. And I won't get on to some of the there's other things that I've seen and other things that I've heard, and I just don't want to go down that rabbit hole because it doesn't have an end to it. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. All right, so major escalation amongst multiple countries in the Middle East. This is released from Press TV, okay, and it says, following the failure of the U.S. air defenses to intercept Iranian missiles, air navigation data shows that German and French military aircraft have headed to U.S. bases in Jordan to assist American forces in intercepting Iranian attacks. Well, there's a lot more to the story. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this. Let me see if this is the one. Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is the one. I can't play this for you because it goes on for quite a while. It's big. It's like, you know. But this guy is very smart. I was turned on to him by somebody by the name of Lou. She's wonderful. And it's about a guy by the name of Michael Yon. Now, the stuff that he believes is very much in alignment with what we believe and know is as a fact is true. The only thing is, while I was listening to him, I didn't really see him make a parallel to the Bible. Now, that's okay. That doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It means he's very super smart if he's even got that much figured out. Praise God. So anyway, he's out there, but I'm not going to go ahead and play that because I think really that stuff that the vast majority of listeners of this program are very, very familiar with. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But his name is Michael Yon. So if you see an opportunity to listen to some of the stuff he says, he is adamant that we're heading right into World War III. So the title of this is Michael Yon Says Global Conflicts Only Make Sense If Viewed From What He Calls a Broader Depopulation War. Which he's right. Absolutely. Now, connect that to the Holy Bible and understand that it says in Behold a Pale Horse in Revelation chapter 6, it says that one quarter of the earth will meet with death. You connecting the dots? I hope so. Because it's all there. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the challenges. I'm just going to say it's right there staring us in the face. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, one of the things that we can't tell from the Bible is how much of a delay may there be. We don't know. We just don't know. We're just going to have to hang in there no matter what. But we have lots of things, lots of events, lots of warnings that are still relevant. All right. And one of those things is this giant copper shaped mothership that was confirmed by Augusto Perez. On and on and on it goes, the whole thing. And it's also interconnected with Randy Hecker's vision and a lot of the other things that I've published over the years. Now, the whole thing about Barack Hussein Obama and lightning and all that other stuff that we've covered in great detail on this program. I don't know. One thing I can tell you for sure is that the Chabad Lubavitch SOS type Jewish people believe that a human can be the Messiah. Yeah, while they're telling everybody what, you know, their Babylonian Talmud evil and murdering babies by untold numbers. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And that's why there's so much hate and discontent. The whole thing that happened with Spain being bombarded with thousands of people from Morocco, that was an attack by the SOS because Spain decided that they didn't want their airspace being used during the whole Iran thing. Are you following along? And guess what? Now they're absolutely overrun. And they're probably going to overrun all the way up into France, which France is already just on the edge, if not over the edge, probably over the edge. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So let me go ahead and bring this one up and see if we can fit this into the last 30 minutes, because I don't have enough to cover 2 hours unless I just sit here and babble. But anyway, let's go ahead and listen.
One of the things I would share with.
Whoa. Now, that's about 10,000 times too loud. So let me go ahead and see if I can bring down my volume here. That's one of the things. It's not me. It's not me doing that. YouTube videos, X videos, all of them are recorded at different volume levels. They are. And I can't anticipate that. So I've got to sit here and be pressing up and down volume, back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. All right, praise God. So anyway, this is what they're calling a bombshell, where a former U.S. Commander General Mark Hertling, okay, confirms the Draco T administration is completely trapped. And let me see how many, this isn't too long, so let's listen to this.
First of all, is because of my experiences in Iraq. When you have Saudi Arabia striking popular mobilization front proxies inside of Iraq, you're further disrupting that government. And when you say that word PMF, or those three letters PMF, the Popular Mobilization Front, there's about 60 of those groups inside of Iraq, from the Badr Corps, Al-Haq, Kataib, Hezbollah. You know, it is a Star Wars bar scene of fighters. And when you start fighting them, then the Iraqi government, which would like to stay out of this, has to get involved inside their own territory. So you now have Egypt, as Katty just said, Jordan, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, UAE, Iraq, all of them are joining into this fight. So you got to find a way to narrow it down. And the only thing I can tell the president is you've got to get away from the bombing. You're not going to kill your way out of this. You've got to get some good negotiators in there. And
all right, now I'm going to stop him right there because he doesn't get it. Draco T's job, clearly praised by Marina Abramovic, the queen of evil, okay, who was filmed with the 12-foot-tall Draco, Hillary Rodham Clinton. I played that audio plenty of times. Doing the frazzle drip thing. And I'm not going to... I can tell you, if you want to see it, go back and watch Silence of the Lambs. Because it's the technique that, you know, Hannibal used to get away and escape imprisonment. And that cage that was in the middle of that room. All right? That is frazzle drip. And they got, I'm not going to go into that because that's too disgusting. I don't want to think about it. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What I'm focused on is tracking World War III, because we have the testimony of that woman whose son died because of a drowning incident. But she went and visited. He went and visited Jesus, came back, told her stuff, and went back, visited Jesus a second time, came back and told her even more stuff. And he was like, "You got to be afraid of the alien demons, Mom. Don't worry about World War III. You need to be afraid of the alien demons." He's a little kid. What is he going to say? And she's like, "Well, where will I be?" And he tells her, "Oh, don't worry, Mom. You won't be here." Are you connecting the dots right now? So Sori Park comes back from meeting with Jesus. He was taken to heaven. And he was told, Jesus told him, that NASA will come on TV and tell everybody that the aliens took them. But wait a minute. Take a moment for just a second and go back in time and remember that last time that you watched War of the Worlds. Okay? Remember the scene when they had the van or whatever, and they were trying to drive up and get onto the boat, to go across the water, right? Remember that? And the people were really, they rip each other's eyes out. When somebody is afraid for their life, especially when they're not a believer, okay, they will kill you, they will murder you. And so now we have this connecting force between the Randy Hecker stuff, between the David Doetry stuff, between the Sori Park stuff. All the pieces are knitting together beautifully, but we need a world war event to move forward. Well, what did you just hear that guy say? Okay, just remember, whatever you think you're hearing on Fox News, it isn't the truth. All right, so that whole thing with, you already know about Spain, and that's a punishment from the synagogue of Satan. Absolutely. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, let's see here. So I'll take a look at this one, but I think it might be Mirandi. And I love, I appreciate his forthrightness. Wow. Okay. No. It's not. All right, so let me go ahead and find what I was looking for. Let me look here. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. So I could play this for you, but in the interest of time, I'm just going to tell you. So Trump, with using his word salad satanic methods, has come out and publicly stated that the United States cannot wage wars, e.g. give all their money away to Israel. Fake Israel. Let's be accurate here. Does that mean that there isn't a remnant of Jews that are left? Yes, they're going to be Semites. It's covered in Romans 9, 10, and 11. It's all in the scripture. But it ain't the ones that are running the operation right now. Not even close. Not even close. So Trump comes out. This entity comes out, this and he says, Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security are too expensive and we shouldn't have to pay for them because we're in the middle of a war and it should be handled by states. Are you starting to get the picture right now? The black vices of Satan himself are clamming down. They're clamping down and getting tighter. It's like there was this one movie, I can't remember what the name it was, but they were in this place and the walls were crushing in on them. I don't know if it was one of them, but anyway, I don't care. Got to keep going. I want to get this out to you. All right. So yes, I have an audio bite. Who knows? I may even put that on the web. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here, go. Let me go ahead and mark that. All right. Thank you, Father. All right. So, okay. Let me play this for you. I definitely got to get this in your ears because this sheds a whole new light on things. All right. This is, and I've got to cue it up properly. So give me a second here. All right. Stop. All right. So let me see if I can bring this person's clip up to the point where he starts to talk. It's at the 27 minute mark, and I'm just about there. Here we go. Listen to this. This is Green Beret, top combat veteran, Green Beret, Anthony Aguilar. Okay? He's loaded with credentials. This guy knows his stuff like nobody else. I've never heard anybody. Listen to this.
The nature of the impact of to the economy, to our agriculture, to food, physically food on the table. You know, that impact we haven't felt yet, but that whiplash is coming. The whip has already been struck and it's going down the line and it hasn't cracked at the end of the whip.
The tsunami
here at home, but it's coming.
The tsunami, the water is going out away from the beach and everyone's just standing. Oh, hey, it is. Look, there's a fish on the beach. It's a shark. Wow. Oh, it's
yeah.
a whale.
Yeah.
And then you see the water start to come in 100%.
And for some, as they sit there and watch the water come back, they think, oh, look, there's so much more beautiful sand on the beach. Oh, look, this water is coming back. We'll have a beautiful day at the beach with water. It's like, well, no, it's actually going to wipe out everything for the next, 10 miles inland.
Right.
And we sit and look at that and we think that it won't impact us here. But when you start to look at the reality on the ground, look at the U.S. Central Command commander, Admiral Brad Cooper.
Right.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Dan Kane, who I've worked with personally.
Right.
They have come to the president with two different options. We either stop the missile exchange that we then don't follow up with anything because we're wasting all of our strategic supply of missiles and munitions, or we do something. We either have to go in on the ground or take the Strait of Hormuz. Even to this day, regardless of 153 days into this conflict, who still controls the Strait of Hormuz?
Iran.
We have not changed the calculus one bit.
They lie. Jack Keane goes on Fox News and says we have to keep it open. Or one of them. They're all the same. I don't want to slander anybody. One of the many talking heads.
All right. So anyway, I wanted you to hear his position because he also, and I wonder where I missed it. Maybe it's at the very beginning. Let me try hitting
this. This is a world war. Because there are many people that don't yet want to acknowledge that because many don't want to admit that this war that would take a couple days, maybe a few weeks, it would be over when Donald Trump wanted it to be over. We are now going on to 153 days, which is what by the math here, that's 5 months and 3 days, or 21 weeks and 6 days. So we're basically in the second trimester of this birth of World War III. As much as the United States is protected against bombs dropping in, you know, central Oklahoma or Southern California, the nature of the impact of to the economy, to our agriculture, to food, physically food on the table. You know, that impact we haven't felt yet, but that whiplash is coming. The whip has already been struck, and it's going down the line, and it hasn't cracked at the end of the whip.
The tsunami
here at home, but
okay. Then they go into the tsunami thing. Also, in that audio bite, he compares several World War II, World War I, and Vietnam, Afghanistan, and everything that we see happening right now is essentially one of the points that he makes is a repeat. Except the difference is they can't really reason their way out of the concept that Donald Trump, Draco T, is in on it. That's his job. And this manipulation of the stock market is intentional. Do you know that his family has raked in over $32 billion? Do you know that he's put together a special group that if you want to be part of the club, you have to pay $100,000 to him? And then you're part of the club and you'll be able to get inside information on what he's going to say next? Yeah. Anyway, but the point is that multiple war experts, that particular guy, Aguilera, he's West Point educated. He's been in a lot of war situations and he knows what he's talking about. He's right. He's absolutely right. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And let's see here. All right. So there are some rumors. Let me see here. Okay. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you, and there's a lot of people that will disagree with me, and they'll be like, oh, no, kind of thing. Look, there for the longest time, I couldn't stand to listen to, you know, the Alex Jones operation because he just couldn't stop licking the feet of Donald Trump. And it was enough to drive most of us. He really treated Owen Schroyer very badly. And it was just ugly. It was downright ugly. And he wasn't listening to his people that were calling into the show. Well, it finally broke. It finally got to a point with these senior level generals calling up and finally Jones started putting everything together. And he's like, wait a minute. We're heading, you know, head first directly into World War III. So there have been several programs that have come out, and he's like, impeach Trump, get rid of him. He's part of the whole thing. You know, he's finally figured it out after the, you know, trail of dead bodies that he left behind. So anyway, I'm glad that has finally happened. Finally. And it's good for us because it helps to get more expertise. You heard Aguilera, and there's more expertise coming in through that outlet. All right, so that's awesome. Because again, think about this. Go back to War of the Worlds. Go back to the scene where everybody was freaking out. Now, granted, they had tripods and they were going boom. What do you think? What do you think might happen when a large copper-shaped Death Star spaceship is in the middle of the sky and everybody sees it and they realize it's not fake? What do you think is going to happen then? Do you think the people might be distressed? Do you think they might act like in that scene of War of the Worlds when they were trying to drive the van on? Guns coming out. Every single movie, the Knowing with Nicolas Cage, you name it, that there's an apocalyptic event. How do people behave? Bingo. It's true. And we all know it. Heck, I don't even want to leave the house. I try as hard as I can not to, but I got to take some stuff back. I made a bad purchase. It was... just dumb. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So now there are folks out there, and I'm just going to share this with you. They're saying that Iran is plotting to do an October 7th style and try to kidnap Americans. Now, I take this with a little bit of a grain of salt, but it is possible. This is former high-ranking U.S. government official Bijan Khan. Okay, I don't know the guy. All right, but anyway, let's listen to what he has to say.
They are plotting. They're plotting to somehow do an October 7 style on facilities, American facilities, take Americans hostage, take him to Iran. And then, you know, you say, oh, Bijan, come on. That's a far-fetched idea. They're not going to do that. Okay. If the world wants to sit back and say that, then expect the same results that happened to us 9/11 and October in Israel, the tragedy, October 7th tragedy.
Okay. Tragedy, my left kazoo thingy. Okay, like, tragedy. That was a false flag. It was planned forever. I was on the phone with Stephen Ben Noon that morning, okay, going, this is a false flag. And he's like, darn tootin'. So anyway, I don't even want that tripe going over the air. All right, because that's what it is. It's lying tripe. It's Babylonian Talmud. Let us wipe out everything for the sake of greater Israel and call in our Messiah. Well, that's how they pronounce it. Got to have the at the end. What does that sound like? I think you already figured it out. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's, you know, do you believe it? I'm not so sure I do. Sounds to me like it's a setup. But that's what they want to have happen. All right, then there's, let me take a look at this. Oh, let me see. All right. Some of these were really long shows, and it's hard to tell. Here we go.
European Command said, we are out of missiles. We are allotting what's left to the United States for homeland defense. Go read the article. We'll put it on screen for you.
Washington
Post. This is the Pentagon coming out doing this publicly because Trump has been ordering them to give Israel and Ukraine everything we've got. That's right. We're being forced to choose whether to defend the United States homeland or that of Israel, said the official. And it goes on from there. All we have is missiles for ourselves. If Trump follows the way he's been following his behavior, if it continues, he'll probably fire the head of the European Command and say, America doesn't get missiles. We don't get defense. And I agree with that, because if he does not do what Netanyahu says, we will all go to hell. We will all be cursed to hell. So when Israel supports Islamic invasion, Netanyahu supports it, then Rubio supports it. Now you've seen it. I support it as well. I want to get the neocons right. It's okay you've turned the Muslims loose. It's liberal. It's okay Trump wants to turn the Muslims loose, Al-Qaeda. All the Christians in Lebanon. That's of the Lord. Why deny what you're doing? This is of the Lord. Of course, I'm being sarcastic.
There you go.
It is completely and totally satanic. And all the neocon influencers that just get their Israeli talking points and regurgitate them look like even bigger fools now, because Israel's newspapers and leaders are bragging, oh, Spain, we just punished you and we're just getting started.
All right. So there's a lot of that activity that's going on out there. And you know what? That stuff aligns with the Bible. Okay? Remember that Behold the Pale Horse, his name was Death. It doesn't seem to be anyone out there that is in the know debating that. What they can't seem to piece together, although finally Jones has woken up. Now, I hope he doesn't, you know, I don't think he's going to wobble anymore. I don't think he's going to wobble anymore. I think he's pretty much dead set. As a matter of fact, he was live on the air on X calling for the immediate impeachment of Donald Trump. I couldn't hear him. I was like shocked. And I was like, okay, now I got to listen. Because there's a lot of people out there that hold a grudge. And they say, once a person's a bad apple, they're always going to be a bad apple. Or whatever the case is. I don't trust anybody, they'll say. Well, you know what? What if Jesus thought about you like that? Which one of us would have an entitlement to heaven? Raise your hand. Right, that's what I thought. Nobody would. So thank you, Jesus. We have the ability to pray about ourselves, pray about our behaviors, pray that God will bridle our tongues and that we will not, you know, that we will be the beings of light and love, that holy priesthood, his own special nation. This is a critical part. Well, look, vengeance is God's. He said it was his. It's in Romans 12, verse 19. Let God handle it. We pray. We love, even when we don't understand. And we praise. We got to get more worship into our lives, more praise into our lives, because it's power. Thank you, Jesus. Also, AI data centers have been deemed military and a matter of national security. Guess who did that? Yeah, Draco D. Again. Are they completely out of missiles? No. Are they so badly out of missiles right now that it's at a point where they can't defend the United States very, very soon? Yes. Is there a tidal wave heading toward us that is affiliated or connected directly to the Strait of Hormuz and possibly even the Bab al-Mandeb thing, you know, if Yemen turns up the heat? Yes. All these things. And then, of course, this Ynet News overt discussion about planning an attack at Pickaxe Mountains at the Natanz nuclear facility. That aligns amazingly well with the prophecy of Dr. David O'Rourke all the way back in 2010, which I've played on this program before, where he explains it's a historic fire. I have articles that I've taken screenshots of that go all the way back to 2012, where IDF generals who had retired said there are no conventional weapons in the world that will work. It's gonna have to be a nuke. Going back to 2012. So anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. These things are, I mean, I didn't even know what to pick out from here. Iran says no talks. Okay, so anyway, what's going on right now that is tricking people is there's a lot of entities and players and Satanists that are all doing stuff. Most of it that makes it to the If it makes it into the airwaves of the United States of Babylon the Great, it's usually almost invariably going to be totally tarnished, hugely censored, and highly unlikely that it's true. How are these people who are speaking up getting their information on X? Stuff leaks through. That's all I can tell you. I catch a lot of it myself, and then I try to bring it to you, and then hopefully map it back to the Bible, point out the things that are relevant. But one thing is for sure, there is no way. See, and the other thing, you know, there's no way a giant spaceship, a spherical Death Star mothership, and Augusto said during his vision that there was lots of other alien ships flying around it. You think that's going to be sitting in the air and no one's going to say nothing? Oh, wow. I thought they were, fake. But, wow, that doesn't look fake to me. No, people are going to freak out, just like it says in David Doherty's vision. Everybody's eyes are going to be glued to the television, he says, but you don't. Go get enough food for 3 weeks. Now, you might want to go get more than that. But if he's right, and that is the barley harvest, because here's the thing, it has to be, because there isn't going to be any NASA to come on TV to tell everybody that the aliens took the people, which of course would boomerang back to the movie that we all know about it called, oh goodness gracious, and they even said, oh, it's the blankety blank rapture skyline, remember? See, it's all a setup. Sergio Manast, like I said many, many times before, if you read his the paper that supposedly this guy wrote about Project Bluebeam, it sounds like it was written by a three-year-old. It doesn't fly in 2026. So we have that connecting series of events that would cause people to go into the panic that you see at the end of the Randy Hecker vision. Although Randy Hecker's vision tends to span a larger, much more grandiose scope of events. David Doetry's, unlike that, is aligned very supernaturally with Sory Park's visit with Jesus. And of course, everybody always asks about the rapture, right? Everybody does. They do. And so now we know that because of that spaceship, and wait a minute, now it's a little bit hard to find nowadays because they tend to take a lot of things down, but have you ever seen the Bikini Island? If you go back, now you might not be able to see it anymore. Like I said, a lot of that stuff's gone now. SOS don't want anybody to know nothing. They don't want anybody, men's hearts failing them for fear of those things coming upon the earth. 2 Ezra 15:28 talks about the dragons of Arabia will fly like the wind, and people that see them will fear and tremble. It even talks about Planet X being visible, which, by the way, Sarah Manet says is going to happen later on after we're out of here. Praise God. So we need to have a humble and contrite spirit. Things are moving forward. Look, AI governance, CBDCs, all this stuff. And there isn't anything that you can say stopped. In fact, it's getting worse. It's just that there's all this stuff going on. It's sleight of hand. That's why Marina Abramović was so happy that Draco T was magician level and the right one for the job. Straight out of the Scottish Rite. Who, by the way, was established by Albert Pike, who said in his letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, which was confirmed by Cooper, because he flew over and saw it, and he actually saw it in the museum because he wanted to see it with his own eyes because he knew eventually they were going to dig it down, which they did. But at the end of that letter, it says that all the religions are going to be destroyed, which, by the way, aligns quite nicely with Luke 21:20. How about that? They're all going to be, the key here is they want all, Satan, the devil, wants all the religions to go away. And lots of people to be dead. We already know about that. Because then instituting the new religion, which is to worship the beast, becomes all that much easier. And with all the power signs and lying wonders, God sends a strong delusion so that they, the unrighteous, will believe the lie. God bless you all. And until next time, hopefully it'll be, oh my goodness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to try to get over to the closing music and see if it'll go. It turns out that I've got a issue with my iPad. What a surprise! God bless you all. We'll see you next time.